The hymn was inadvertently left out of the bulletin, and we discovered that at early church. And I had told Mr. Payne to be sure and tell Don about that, and he didn't do it. That's all right. I've got longer to preach. I love it. Huh? Billy Graham went to a small southern town to have a revival at the Baptist church. And went downtown to mail a letter and asked a little boy, I said, where's the post office? So I told him how to get there. And he said to the little boy, he said, I'm preaching at the Baptist church tonight. I'm going to tell you how to get to heaven. He said, why don't you come? And the little boy said, well, I thank you, but I don't believe I will. And Billy Graham was kind of nonplussed. And he said, why not? He said, how can you tell me how to get to heaven? You don't even know the way to the post office. If you'll turn in your Bibles, please, to St. Matthew, chapter 9. We're going to read a few verses there, the last few, beginning at verse 35. A preacher had a young man on his staff, an associate pastor, who was somewhat egotistical and looked down on other people. And one day, the pastor, feeling very despondent and low, went into the sanctuary and knelt down at the steps and said, oh, Lord, I am nothing, I am nothing. And the associate saw that, so he went in and knelt down beside him and said, oh, Lord, I am nothing, nothing too. The janitor saw, he was awestruck and stricken to see these men of God praying. So he went and he knelt down. He says, oh, Lord, he says, I also am nothing, nothing. And the associate punched the pastor and said, look at there, who thinks he's nothing? Gee. Chapter 9, beginning at verse 35. We Presbyterians believe that the Bible is the only infallible rule to guide us in our faith and in our practice. Hear the word of God. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every infirmity. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion upon them. Here's the heart of Jesus. He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Our meditation on this Worldwide Communion Sunday is entitled A Broken Body for a Broken World. Our text, then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Thus endeth the reading. Let us pray. Our Father God, we thank you for this holy word. I pray that through it now you will speak to us, to give us an insight into who we are and whose we are and what this holy supper is all about. May your name be magnified today, for we ask it through your precious name and through the power of your name. Amen. You know, it would be almost trite to say that you and I live in a broken world. And yet the fact is there is a dreadful and awful brokenness in our world. The papers are filled with stories of such things as murder and rape and robbery and all kinds of crimes. The media is filled with stories of war and death, of people killing one another, of violence and of hunger. Just this morning, the papers carried a heart-rending story of children in Calcutta, India, who were in the garbage heap searching for food, and a garbage truck accidentally dumped a huge load on them, killing them. What were those poor children doing in the garbage dump? while they were simply trying to stay alive. It was that kind of a world that broke the heart of Jesus Christ. This morning we read in the scripture how Jesus saw the crowds and had compassion on them. His heart simply went out to them. Let me just share with you the context in which the Bible says he had compassion on them. Just before that, two demoniacs, two men possessed, had been healed and made whole again by Jesus. A paralytic had been healed and forgiven his sins. The woman had touched the hem of his garment in the desperate hope that somehow her bleeding would be stopped and she would be made whole. A young girl, the prize of her father's heart, had been raised from the dead. Two blind men had sight restored to them. A dumb man had been made to talk again. And it was in that context that Jesus had compassion upon the people. His heart was simply broken for them. And it was then that he asked those who loved him and who followed him to pray that God would send laborers to minister to the fields white unto the harvest. Yes, a broken world and a broken heart. Now, you may not be aware of it, but it was precisely at this point in the ministry of Jesus, in the very next verse it begins to tell about it, when he for the first time sent out his disciples to minister. Jesus sent the 12 out and he said to them, "Go, preach as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Oh, his broken heart cried out for that broken world. And he wanted those who loved him and followed him to go and minister. It was only natural, I suppose, that the Savior would have a broken heart for our broken world. After all, that was the very reason he had come. He came to die for the sins of the broken world. And thus, upon the cross of Calvary, his body was broken for that world. Wasn't that what he said to his disciples that last night in the upper room? He said, "This is my body broken for you." Today is a special day among Christians. Today is what we call Worldwide Communion Sunday. It is a time when Christians all over the world who have agreed to celebrate the Lord's Supper together. So today, Christians in every land are joining together to celebrate with us this holy sacrament. Yes, Jesus, the Savior of the world, broken upon the cross of Calvary for the salvation of a broken world. Do you think that the heart of Jesus is any less broken, any less compassionate today than it was when he was here on earth? Do you think he cares any less? Do you think he is any less concerned for the suffering, for the lostness, for the brokenness of people than he was then? You know very well he is not. No, his heart is just as broken now for a broken world as it was then. And do you think people today no longer have any need for Jesus? You know that isn't true. The need is just as desperate as it ever was. And to you and to me, Jesus still says, as he said to those disciples that day, "Pray therefore to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." So the heart of Jesus was broken because of a broken world. And for that world, his body was broken, that the world might have wholeness, that it might be restored, that it could be put back together again. And do you know what he asks us to do? He asks us to pray for harvesters. He doesn't ask us to pray for the world. That wouldn't be amiss to do that, but that isn't what he asks us to do. He asks us to pray for harvesters. It would be sad, wouldn't it, if with a broken heart and a broken world and a broken body, that we also had broken prayers. Does anybody care that people hurt, that pain and suffering and lostness grip the lives of men and women? Does anyone's heart break today for a broken world? I pray God breaks our hearts right here at Central for a broken world. You parents, who will be the ministers and the teachers and the missionaries in decades to come? Will you be praying for God to make your children harvesters? Will you? Will our hearts care enough that we will cry out to God to send harvesters? At the Lord's Supper this morning, we'll take the symbol of the broken body of Jesus into our hands, his body broken for us. But we have loved ones, and we have friends, and we have neighbors, and we have business associates whose lives are spiritually broken, where there is desperation in their lives. Does that break our hearts? There are thousands around us in this community alone who have no relationship to Jesus. Does that bother us? Is it of concern to us that there are people all over the world who've never heard of Christ? Around the world, there are millions without a knowledge of Him. Does that break our hearts? Do we care? On this Worldwide Communion Sunday, let us ask God, God, break our hearts as the heart of Jesus was broken. And let us pray to God for our broken world. Pray to send harvesters to fields of desperate need, to lostness, where the fields are white unto the harvest. And most of all, let us put ourselves at God's disposal and say, God, make me a harvester too. Jesus said, pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Yes, a broken heart, a broken world, a broken body. Let there be no broken prayers. Let us pray. God, as we come to the table, you died gladly, freely for us, your body broken in our behalf. But you call us to brokenness too. You call us to brokenness of heart for the lost. You call us to have your heart of compassion for fields white unto the harvest. And as we take this sacrament, God, may we take it with a commitment to be harvesters. And as your heart was broken and as your body was broken for a broken world, may our prayers never be broken. But may we commit ourselves to pray to the Lord of the harvest. We ask it in your name, for the sake of those for whom you died. Amen.
This is the end of side one. Please turn the tape.